Thanks, Nathan. Good morning, everybody. On 88.1, it's Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. We are expecting to hear very shortly from Congressman Elijah Cummings, who we're hoping will be calling in to discuss a variety of things this morning. We want to ask him about his reaction to President Obama's executive actions yesterday announced in the White House. He's going to issue a number of executive actions concerning guns and gun control. Congressman Cummings is one of the big proponents in Congress of strengthening gun control laws, particularly background checks. He's worked very hard on that in particular, and this was a focus of President Obama's remarks yesterday with his executive actions. Also want to talk to the congressman about a documentary film that he's going to be screening at the Capitol tomorrow night. He's doing this in conjunction with Representative Jim Sensenbrenner from Wisconsin. He's a Republican congressman from Wisconsin. It's a film called The Return, and it concerns this very important issue to the congressman about reentry of former inmates after incarceration. This is an issue that the congressman has been very much at the forefront of. He is the one of the leaders in Congress for a bipartisan push to reform, in general, the nation's criminal justice system. He's the lead sponsor in the House of a bill called the Fair Chance Act. I'm looking forward to talking to him about that when we hear from him. Fair Chance Act is a bicameral bill, so it's got support in both the Senate and the House. And this has to do with fair chance hiring policies. The federal government would make it a requirement for agencies and federal contractors that they would not ask applicants for jobs about their criminal histories until the end of the hiring practice. It, in a lot of ways, kind of mirrors and reflects the Ban the Box legislation that was passed at the Baltimore City Council. Nick Mosby, who's one of the candidates for mayor and is a current city councilman, was a proponent of that bill to basically delay the sharing of information if someone has a felony conviction. It's not that the information is never shared, but it's not shared until the end of the hiring practice rather than the beginning of the hiring practice. So we look forward to talking to Congressman Cummings, who I believe we have on the line. Congressman Cummings, are you there?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thanks for joining us. Congressman Cummings, of course, is the representative of the 7th District here in Maryland. He's been in the House for 20 years. We've got a lot to talk about this morning, Congressman. Yeah. First, your reaction to the president's remarks yesterday on the executive actions concerning gun control.
I was very pleased with the president's actions because I think it's very important that we address this issue. I mean, we are seeing folks gunned down in our streets right in Baltimore, and we have situations like Sandy Hook and the many other tragedies that we've seen, and we need to try to do something about it.
Is there any chance of any movement in Congress, given the strict sort of party line reaction to the president's remarks yesterday? Is there any chance that the Congress would move a bill to undergird and further strengthen the executive actions that the president suggested yesterday?
I doubt that will happen. But this is what I do believe. I believe that some of the things that he is doing now, no matter who becomes president, they're not going to change him. Because the president is a brilliant young man. He knows that the nation is with him on this. In other words, people are tired of seeing these tragedies and nothing happening to try to address gun control. And so now he's doing what he can do within the Constitution, constitutional limits. And once those things are out there, and those, say, for example, the additional ATF agents in place, the mental illness issues addressed, things of that nature, I don't think the Congress would have the nerve to try to overturn those things. And so I think it's not... I mean, he's not going to be able to accomplish everything he wants to accomplish, but like he said, if you can save one life, then it's all worth it.
Can you explain, or how do you explain, the apparent stranglehold that the NRA has on at least many Republican members of the House?
It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure this one out. It's about campaigns, financing. In other words, the NRA has a lot of money and a lot of influence. So they can hit candidates from two angles. One, they can make sure that they don't get funds from the lobby. And and the other thing that they can do is that they can blast them over the airwaves and the television stations. As simple as that. And so I think a lot of these folks are afraid of the NRA. And keep in mind, the vast majority of NRA members, you know, the rank-and-file members, agree with the president. So that tells you that it's obviously the top leadership in the NRA and, of course, the gun manufacturers. Several commentators made a point yesterday when they said that every time the president makes these kinds of announcements, the gun sales go up. And so that answers that. I mean, and that's exactly how it works.
It's got to be awfully frustrating for you, Congressman. I wonder, do you think you could get more done if you were in the Senate?
You know, that's hard to say. Here in the House, I have a large staff because of the role I play as ranking member of oversight. Still trying to figure that one out. But I want to do whatever will allow me to be most effective in representing my constituents and the people of Maryland and certainly the people of the United States.
Are you thinking about running for the Senate seat that Senator Mikulski is going to vacate?
Of course. Of course.
And the filing deadline is the 3rd of February.
I bet
you didn't know that, huh?
I have it circled, believe me.
So that's still in play, then? You're still thinking about it?
My wife reminds me every day.
I bet she does. So you're still thinking about it, then? It's still a possibility.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit about the documentary film that you're going to screen tomorrow afternoon at the Capitol Visitor Center. It's called The Return, and it's about this issue of reentry after people have been incarcerated. You are a main sponsor in the House of the Fair Chance Act. Tell folks what that act tries to accomplish and what the status of the bill is at this point.
Sure. The Fair Chance Act is basically... it can also be called ban the box. In other words, a lot of times when people have served their time in prison, or if they have a record, they could have a record and never have served one day, a criminal record that is. And when they make an application for federal jobs and for most jobs, the first thing they have to do within that first page of the application is you have to say whether you've been convicted of a crime. What this does, this legislation does, is basically says that, you know, you employer goes through the process in federal, with regard to federal jobs and federal contracting jobs, and then at the later stage of the hiring process, then they can ask for a criminal background check. With regard to any kind of offenses they may have had. What we're trying to do is give people a chance to at least get their foot in the door. What the statistics show is that if you have any indication on your application that you've been convicted, you're not going to get a call in 60% of the time. 50% for whites and 60% for African Americans. So that means you, as soon as you make that application, you don't have an opportunity. And by the way, we have, thanks to Councilman Nick Mosby, we have that legislation already in Baltimore City, which is a wonderful thing.
Right. So you're going to be screening this film called The Return. You're going to do that in conjunction with Representative Jim Sensenbrenner, Republican from Wisconsin. Is there bipartisan support for this bill? You introduced it in September.
No, it was
referred to subcommittee in November. Where does it sit now?
Well, right now, the identical bill has passed the Senate, and we are considering it here in the House, and we expect to be able to get it out. But we have, yes, it is a bipartisan bill, and that's a good thing.
Very quickly, as we finish up, just have about 30 seconds, but here you are talking about a bill asking folks to, you know, treat people with criminal histories with more compassion in the context of people in the Republican presidential field talking about, you know, barring entry to the country for people who haven't committed a crime. In the age of Trump and et al., what's the mood in Congress for a bill that, you know, like this?
I think the mood is pretty good. I think if we all the stars have aligned, and a lot of people, both Republicans and Democrats, are saying, wait a minute, we are basically giving these folks a life sentence, and they're unable to get a job. They're unable to. Right in Maryland, there are like 1,000 opportunities that somebody with a record cannot take advantage of. And so they want, and so basically the person gets locked into a situation where they can't do for their families.
Well, Congressman, I appreciate your time this morning, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you very much.
Congressman Elijah Cummings represents Maryland's 7th District. He and Representative Jim Sensenbrenner from Wisconsin will be hosting a screening of a film called The Return. It's about reentry after incarceration. That screening's tomorrow night at 5:30 at the U.S. Capitol Visitor Center in Washington. The film will be followed by a panel discussion with the producers. Coming up Friday here on Maryland Morning, more on the president's gun control executive actions with Daniel Webster. He's the director of the Johns Hopkins Center for Gun Policy and Research. And coming up this morning, they're getting cranky at the Creative Alliance. I'll explain all that after the news. Here's Nathan.